Ducks dying from parvo-like sickness in Michigan, no one has an answer. By Amy Furr on August 23, 2022. An unidentified sickness has been killing dogs in northern Michigan with symptoms including vomiting and bloody stools. Local animal shelters reported dozens of dogs dying from the illness, and the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDARD, had opened an investigation, Fox 2 reported Tuesday. We are still in the early stages of this investigation, but some of the first samples submitted to the Michigan State University Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory were positive for canine parvovirus. However, there are more results pending and more to be learned, state veterinarian Nora Wineland, DVM, said in a press release Monday. When MDARD first learned of these cases in northern Michigan, we immediately reached out to the veterinarians and animal shelters involved and began our response efforts, she added. Canine parvovirus was considered a highly contagious illness that could affect any dog. However, unvaccinated dogs and those younger than 4 months were at the highest risk, according to the American Veterinary Medical Association. The virus affects dogs' gastrointestinal tracts and is spread by direct dog-to-dog contact and contact with contaminated feces, stool, environments, or people. The virus can also contaminate kennel surfaces, food and water bowls, collars and leashes, and the hands and clothing of people who handle infected dogs. It is resistant to heat, cold, humidity, and drying, and can survive in the environment for long periods of time. The virus is readily transmitted from place to place on the hair or feet of dogs or via contaminated cages, shoes, or other objects, the group continued. Signs of parvovirus also included lethargy, loss of appetite, stomach pain, bloating, fever or low temperature, and severe diarrhea. Persistent vomiting and diarrhea can cause rapid dehydration, and damage to the intestines and immune system can cause septic shock, according to the association. MDARD urged citizens to continue routine vaccinations, ensure puppies were fully vaccinated before playing with other animals, keep puppies and dogs away from others if they showed signs of illness, and alert their veterinarian. The agency also emphasized cleaning up after one's pet when in public areas. Breeds such as Rottweilers, Doberman Pinschers, Pit Bulls, Labrador Retrievers, German Shepherds, and English Springer Spaniels were considered particularly vulnerable to catching the illness, acceding to PetMD. Meanwhile, the Otsego County Animal Shelter recently reported a sickness affecting pets under its care, with most of the dogs dying in a few days. These dogs are mostly under the age of 2, some of the dogs were vaccinated, it explained. The shelter added it was working with veterinarians in the area and state officials, but no one has an answer. The best guess is that this is a strain of parvo.